Hi, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and thank you to our sponsor, the Sober as Shit Recovery Accountability Group. It's an accountability group for women to help other women, whether it's on day one or on day a million, recover from alcoholism and addiction. It's a secret group that is on Facebook. You cannot find it on Facebook. To join, please email me at soberasshit@gmail.com. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to check in and talk about it. I've noticed the longer I'm sober, the better I am to be able to tell what my defects are, what my character is, how I react to situations and everyday life. Some days I'm really awesome. I say so myself. I handle things really well. I do things, I function, I don't snap, and I go about my business. And there's some days where I just literally want to pull out my hair. And I've started noticing that my hair falls out when I'm really stressed. And how crazy is that? I'm 29 years old and my hair is falling out because evidently I'm not coping so well with some aspects of my life. So I'm sitting here today sober on day number 601. Holy crap, I have been sober for 601 days. I never for the life thought that would happen, and I'm extremely thankful for that. So on day 601, I'm realizing that I need to learn how to cope with stress a lot better. One of the hardest jobs a person can have is being a parent. And I say that with sincerity because you never know what that day is going to be like. Sure, you wake up, you feed your kids, and you go about your day. Some parents go to work, some stay home, some kids go to daycare, some stay home, whatever. It's summertime, and my kids expect me to sit there and cater to them non-stop. And sometimes mommy needs a break. I'm not perfect. I get angry, snap. Sometimes I have an attitude, sometimes I don't. Bottom line is, so how do I cope? Okay, I take a lot of breaths. Sometimes I just have to go in the other room, be okay with it. If you are new in sobriety and you're sitting there staring at your kids going, oh my God, how am I supposed to deal with being a mom and coming off of alcohol? Like, I'm going freaking insane. My kids constantly want to talk to me and I constantly want to pull out my hair. I can't stop thinking about just taking a drink to numb out the pain. And yet I want to be present for my kids. How do I do all that? And I always talk about being a parent because I'm a mom and my first priority in life is to be a good mom. And I failed for so many years and there's so many things and memories that I can't take back that I try my hardest to be a good mom today. So first of all, if you're new in sobriety or old and struggling with your kids today because it's summer and they're driving you nuts, then take a deep breath. Go take a cookie or go have a drink of LaCroix, whatever, and calm down. It's okay. I don't know about you, but I've never met a perfect parent. Every person is unique and every sobriety is unique. And sometimes we just got to do the best we can. And it's okay if sometimes you mess up. Sometimes maybe you yelled at your kids. It's okay. So I just wanted to bring that up because I know I find myself in that same scenario where sometimes I snap and I send my kids to stand in the corner because I just can't cope with them. I don't spank my kids, so I sit there and count to three 20 times in a row, pretending like I'm going to spank them, and in reality, I don't ever spank them. So as a mom, just telling you guys, it's okay to not be perfect. Just do the best you can do. Now, in the other side of sobriety, when I got sober, I always wanted to help my family. I have alcoholics in my family, drug addicts, etc. And I have a couple brothers that I just haven't heard from in a while. And I know for me, like, I sit there and I always have that wonder, like, where are they? What are they doing? Are they alive? What's going on? One brother I know is alive. He's not homeless right now, although in fairness, he should be. Just has a very loving ex-wife that's taking care of him. Not everybody is blessed that way. My other brother is somewhere in the United States, drinking, smoking, doing drugs. Honestly, I don't know. Homeless, paranoid, has basically said he has no family. His choice. Now, I bring this up because if you're like me, you just want to help them. You want to tell them about the joys of sobriety. You want to fix them. You want to help them. All these things. But what I've learned, we can't help nobody. We can't help them if they don't want help. Nobody could have helped me until I was ready to help myself. So if you're sitting here today and you're like, I want to make my mom, brother, sister, wife, whatever, sober, honestly, you can't. But what you can do is be there to support them when they are ready to get sober. You can suggest to them or tell them about podcasts. You can tell them about meetings. You could tell them about rehabs, whatever. But you can't force them to be sober. Not in reality. Sure, you can send them to a program and they can have the 30 and 90 days, but unless they are emotionally ready, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to save somebody. It's the sad, hard truth of life as an addict and alcoholic. I always say I'm lucky because I hit a few bottoms that I didn't realize were bottoms until actually recently. Going to the mental hospital didn't make me sober. Going to a hospital multiple times didn't make me sober. What made me sober is reaching a point that I was more afraid that I was going to hurt my kids than anything else had ever put in front of me. Going to a mental hospital affected my kids, yet it didn't click something in my brain that my bottom did. And so for somebody who doesn't have that type of bottom that's able to get sober without them, congratulations, because you guys are freaking rock stars. I had to be hit on my head multiple times before I was able to. And then on another subject, sorry, there's a lot of things I just wanted to put out there because in my sober groups, I'm realizing like these are kind of the things that are coming up. Well, the mom thing is evidently all me, but the helping people that are still struggling in sobriety or struggling that are active in their addictions comes up almost daily. And it's just because while we are very selfish by nature as alcoholics and addicts, we also love people very, very much, and we're very empathetic, and we just want to wrap somebody in a blanket and fix them, and we can't. And so that's one of the hardest things that people come to terms with, that we can't fix somebody if they don't want to fix themselves. And then another thing is I stumbled across one of my first posts in a sober group back in November of 2015. It was probably my first time that I had tried to get sober, and not only was I trying to get sober openly, I was actually asking for help. It was on November 17th I had posted, and I know for a fact that I drank later on that day after I had posted that I was like 4 days sober. And I bring this up because everybody talks about how they're sober now. But what happens when you relapse, and then you relapse again, and then you lie about relapsing because you're not ready to be open about it? All I can say to you is, when I relapsed on November 17th of 2015, I kept saying I was sober. I wasn't sober, and I didn't come open about not being sober until that Thanksgiving of that year. And that's part of being an alcoholic. We hide, we lie, we isolate. That's what I did. And I'm just trying to share that if you relapse, own that shit so that you can get better. We learn from our relapses. We learn from our sobriety. We learn every day that we are alive. The day that we stop learning is the day that we have given up on ourselves and on our lives. So if you relapse 5-10 times, if you relapse once, if you never relapse, it's okay, because the ultimate thing we have to do is never give up and don't drink no matter what. And if you drink today, it's not too late to pour that drink out and start. Because the whole point of being a recovering alcoholic is we are recovering. Most of us don't learn immediately how to stop. If you meet people in meetings and stuff, some will say they have a few 24 hours. That may mean that they have been sober for a number of days. That may mean they've been sober for a 24-hour, stopped, and been sober again. You never know. But what you do know is they are there, and they are working on their sobriety. They are working on how to get sober. They are working on staying sober. I urge you all, if you're struggling today, to don't give up. Reach out to somebody. If you don't want to be public about it, reach out to somebody close to you. Call a doctor. Ask for help. And always remember, if you're a heavy drinker, don't stop cold turkey and don't stop by yourself. Because when you go through alcohol withdrawal, it can have serious consequences. And sometimes drinking a lot of water just isn't enough. So I always urge, if you're going to stop drinking, consult with a doctor, go to an ER, do a proper medical detox, because seizures, DTs, severe dehydration can occur, and it's not pleasant if you're by yourself. Or if you don't want to go to the doctor, if you're like me and I hated doctors, ask a family member, friend, somebody that's still talking to you to watch over you, so that if things get bad, you can have the care that you need to have. Hope you guys have a happy Friday. Thank you so much for listening. Weekends may be hard, but if you have a tribe, a family, friend, even one person that knows about your path and recovery, reach out, stay connected, don't isolate, and we can get through this. Have a good one, guys.